It's 14 Mishnah 2. Ziz she'al gabei ha-pesach, a ziz, a protrusion above a doorway, conveys impurity. Maybe it's a tum pesach tefach, with a tefach, only if it's a tefach. So you should be jumping up and down, because this now contradicts what we just said in the last Mishnah. So different explanations. The one he brings over here in the card, he is that, I think that of the Rambam, that this is talking about where the doorway has been closed off. It's been bricked up. Where the other one was talking about a door that was used, this is talking about a doorway that was closed. You can't use it as a doorway anymore. But the commentators have difficulty because it directly contradicts what we just said. Shal gabe achalun rum etzvan, if it is above a window, any protrusion above a window, rum etzvan, which is 2 fingers high. If the window is 2 fingers high, meaning it's been boarded up and there's only 2 fingers left of the window, or above the thickness of a drill with a light hole. Remember, a light hole conveys impurity if it's just a drill thickness. So in those cases, kolshu, whatever the ziz is, it will transmit impurity through those holes. But Rav Yossi Omer Meloa, its fullness, meaning if it's a window, the protrusion has to go all the way across the window. If it's a light opening, the protrusion has to cover the whole of the light opening. So there's no fixed size in these cases of what the protrusion has to be, but it has to cover the opening completely.